You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is metamorphosis? It's when an animal is born with one body shape and changes into another form, maybe even multiple times. A tadpole becomes a frog. Baby fish fry become adult fish. Insect larvae become adults. Sea stars, jellyfish, shrimp, oysters, newts all undergo metamorphosis. The speed and variety of change in the same animal is impressive. In fact, my graduate school insect textbook describes how the process is, and I quote, almost beyond belief. A housefly maggot lacks all of the typical insect structures. It doesn't even have what looks like a head. And in less than a week, the maggot is a fly with legs, mouth, wings. The process and stages of metamorphosis differs between animal groups. Amphibians have different stages than snails. Fish are different from clams. Even within the same group, there are tremendous differences. For instance, let's look at insects. For some more primitive, simpler species of insects, like bristletails and silverfish, each stage of development is a slightly larger version, all looking the same. The younger versions look like small adults. They just lack reproductive organs. In other insects, like bees, moths, and beetles, each stage is very different. These animals go through four distinct stages. First is the egg. Second is the worm-like larva. Third is the pupa, which doesn't move like a cocoon. Finally, the fourth stage, where the adult hatches from the pupa. Biologists have classified three types of metamorphosis. The first is ametabolous. This means there isn't a change in how they look. They just grow larger at each stage, like the bristletail insect. Next is hemimetabolous, meaning incomplete metamorphosis. They have three stages, egg, immature nymph, and adult. Grasshoppers are a good example. And holometabolous is complete metamorphosis. Four stages, like a butterfly, with egg, larva, pupa, and adult. Biologists know hormones are the agent. These are chemicals made by glands that produce changes. But the exact cause of hormone release, genetics, and environmental factors aren't known. Try this activity with your family. Find a caterpillar outside. Place it in a jar, along with sticks and leaves from the plant you found it on. Put a flexible screen on top and secure it with a rubber band. Every day, lightly mist the inside, replace with fresh leaves, and remove the caterpillar waste. Once it forms a cocoon, put in a moist paper towel. At the end of the season, if you're lucky enough to hatch a moth or butterfly, release it in the wild. Well, we've just learned a little bit about metamorphosis. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.